recently received the results of your online survey, legislative survey for 2015. Let's go over some of the highlights of that.
I hope to be able to summarize some of these results maybe for my Capitol report this week. But in the meantime, we can talk a little bit about some of the numbers that came in. We have received them all, and we got a good number of responses back. It ranges from maybe 2,200 to 2,300 or 2,400, depending on the question. Some people responded to all the questions. Some responded to most, and some didn't respond to any, just with some notes. I've read those that have sent in responses, and we've summarized the numbers, and I'll just walk through some of them. I think one that may be significant, because the House passed right to work recently, and there are a lot of questions there about whether that's the right thing for Missouri and what my constituents or the constituents across the state feel. Those that responded to my survey, by 65%, strongly agreed that we should not force people to pay union dues who did not want to be a part of the union. Somewhat agreed to 10%, so there were about 75% that either agreed or strongly agreed. About 16% strongly disagreed, and a total of 21% that were not in favor of it. We are looking at 75% in favor and roughly 21% not in favor of what the House did here in Missouri. And I think that's a significant number for us to realize. Another thing that we asked about in the survey was about how parents would respond to having graded school buildings. There's been legislation for more than 2 years to try to assign letter grades to the APR scores, each of our school buildings, the grade A, B, C, D, or F, so that parents would be more aware of how the building that their children attend was doing in terms of the state assessments. And we have not yet been able to pass that language, but I was interested in what my constituents felt about whether that would be a good idea, whether they thought it would help them as parents or grandparents if they knew what grade score their buildings had. Some of the arguments against that were, well, that they already have all that. They've got all the numbers in DESE and all the breakdowns with the different things that contribute to that, and that would be an oversimplification. So I just asked the question whether parents would like to have graded buildings, and the response there was that over 70% said that they agreed that that would be a good idea. 44% of those strongly agreed. 11% didn't agree. Well, actually, 18% didn't agree. 11% were strongly in disagreement. So that's a pretty overwhelming majority that says, yes, we really would benefit if we had letter grades on our buildings. Another thing that kind of is aligned with that is the question about tenured teachers. I frequently hear from education groups, and they'll say, well, we had a vote on that in Amendment 3, and Missourians threw away tenure. They said by 77% that they don't want tenure reform. But that hasn't been what I had heard in conversations, because there I was hearing that that was not the point of the opposition to Amendment 3, that it was different, and that tenure reform was not what they were voting against. And so I wanted to find that out, and so we ask, should teachers be evaluated on overall performance rather than granted tenure? By 76%, the respondents either strongly agreed or agreed that they would rather have teachers evaluated by their performance rather than be granted tenure. 14%, well, actually 22% altogether disagreed. 14% of those strongly disagreed. So we're, again, pretty overwhelming majority said yes, that they would support tenure reform, which I think bears out some of the anecdotal conversations that I had been hearing. Another thing that we had inquired about in the survey, because we get a lot of discussion over the last 2 or 3 years on Medicaid expansion. We're always getting bombarded with a new supporter of Medicaid expansion, and a lot of us have contended that most of those that support Medicaid expansion are those who would gain financially by Medicaid expansion. It wasn't necessarily an altruistic support. It was more of a self-interest support. We asked the question of whether Missourians would support, my district would support additional expansion to Medicaid. We're already expanding Medicaid by about $300 million a year with the program just as it is. And the question was whether we should significantly expand that to up to 138% of the federal poverty level. 68% of my respondents said that they did not agree with Medicaid expansion. 24% either strongly agreed or somewhat agreed with the expansion. We're looking again at a pretty significant majority there, 68 to 24. Terms of pros and cons of Medicaid expansion, that's not something that's likely to happen, I think, whenever your constituents are saying no. And I agree with my constituents on that item. I think it's the wrong thing for Missouri, the wrong thing for the future of Missouri. We've obviously all been hearing and talking about our roads and bridges in Missouri. We had a question on my survey about how we should fund the maintenance and construction of infrastructure, because Missourians significantly rejected a sales tax increase, 3/4 cent sales tax increase to fund those roads and bridges. But it is a legitimate interest of state government to maintain that infrastructure. There does need to be a level of financial support that's adequate to do that. You know, we're in the middle of a lot of traffic from the East Coast to the West Coast, so our roads get a lot of wear. And I had asked for constituents to respond to what kinds of funding might be acceptable. An increase in sales tax was one of the options on the survey. We actually only had 2% of my respondents that said they would support an increase in sales tax, which is pretty consistent with what we heard with the ballot initiative. In terms of an increase in fuel tax, we had 19% that would support that, 21% that would actually support toll roads, which might be even surprising to have that high a level. That's still not an overwhelming interest in toll roads, but it says that 21% of the people in my district who responded are at least saying, yes, I could live with toll roads. When the question was asked a combination of all three, that would be a combination of sales tax, fuel tax, and toll roads, then 15% said they would support some combination. So that wasn't certainly overwhelming. Whenever I gave another option, which basically said, I don't want any increased fuel tax, increased implementation of toll roads, or an increase in the state sales tax, I want the budget to be reprioritized, then we had 40% who said they would rather that we figure out a way to manage this infrastructure problem within the budget rather than expand the revenue stream. So that's kind of a summary of some of the questions. That's not all of the questions, but I'll try to address them all when I send out a capital report, hopefully by the end of this week or first of next week.
When you get these survey results, we are nearly 2 months into the session. How does this drive what you do here in Jefferson City between now and mid-May?
Well, of course, we're still in the period where we can file legislation, and there's that option if there are survey results that are surprising or considerably different than the positions that I might have taken. There's also the opportunity to use my survey results in either support of legislation that is consistent with my results or use them to help defeat legislation that I think my constituents oppose. It's very helpful in both in terms of drafting legislation and in terms of deciding what legislation to support, actually even in floor debate, where these kinds of numbers can be used. They can be brought up. I can report on how many respondents I had and what their opinions were and use that hopefully to help mold good law rather than bad law.